In August 2017, the value of a single Bitcoin reached a staggering $4,000. What's the story behind this cryptocurrency? I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Let's imagine it's Halloween 2008, and we're listening to Tales from the Cryptocurrency. On that day, a mysterious person, or persons, going by the name Satoshi Nakamoto, published a white paper about a new type of currency that wouldn't be tied to any nation or bank system. It would exist on a peer-to-peer network of computers, and the record of transactions using this currency would become an intrinsic part of how it worked. The white paper called the currency Bitcoin. In that paper, Nakamoto laid out the case for a new currency. He, or she, or they, said that transactions between two entities online necessitated the involvement of a third party that would facilitate this transaction, which in turn required trust to exist between all the parties in question. Now, in the physical world, you could stride up to a vendor, plunk some physical currency down, and purchase something with no other party's involvement. Not so with online transactions. That need for trust brings other issues to the foreground. For example, to limit abuse of the system, third parties might request a great deal of information about the two entities making transactions. People concerned about their privacy might be worried that this data could potentially come back to haunt them. And from the third party's perspective, there's always the chance someone commits fraud, leaving the third party liable as the one that facilitated the transaction in the first place. The peer-to-peer cryptocurrency approach bypasses this problem. It all gets a bit technical, but we can explain it on general terms. Imagine a network of computers joined through using a common suite of cryptocurrency software. These computers are scattered across the world, and they share information about every transaction that happens using this cryptocurrency. The computers pack these transactions into blocks. Those blocks form a chain. Every single transaction is part of this blockchain, with computers in the network constantly validating transactions so that no Bitcoin may be spent by the same person twice. The peer-to-peer network creates a decentralized structure. No one entity is in charge of the fate of Bitcoin, so there's no single point of failure. When people first began to use bitcoins, they weren't worth very much. A single dollar was equal to more than 1,000 bitcoins. Oh, how the tables have turned. While bitcoin has experienced dramatic ups and downs, in August 2017, the value of a single bitcoin hit the incredible $4,000 mark. This volatility has led some people, including myself, to suggest Bitcoin is more like a commodity than a currency. When the value of your currency fluctuates wildly, there's less of an incentive to use it as an actual currency. How would you feel if you paid a dollar for a candy bar, only to find out the next day that this same dollar could have bought 4,000 candy bars? There's a lot more to Bitcoin as well. For one thing, there's a finite number of bitcoins that will ever exist. Eventually, every bitcoin that can exist will be in circulation. That number is just 3 bit cents short of 21 million bitcoins. The way more bitcoins enter circulation is through mining. Mining is the process of validating and storing transaction information in the Bitcoin blockchain by solving complex mathematical problems with a computer. As you apply more processing power to this operation, the operations get more complex. There's no perfect analogy for this, but imagine a gold mine in which the gold could actually hide itself further away if miners were bringing in heavy-duty mining gear. The sliding difficulty scale helps ensure that Bitcoins enter circulation at a pre-established rate. In addition, there's a schedule to release a certain number of Bitcoins every time a new block is mined. That schedule requires a smaller number of Bitcoins issued as a reward per successful mining operation over time. For example, when they first came out, you could get 50 Bitcoins for mining a block. Before June 9th, 2016, the rate was about 25 bitcoins for successfully mining a block, and after that date, it dropped down to 12.5 bitcoins. Over time, this number will again be reduced by half, and then again and again until 64 divisions will happen, and the reward will reach its lowest point until all the bitcoins that will ever exist have entered circulation. And like most currency, you can divide a bitcoin into smaller amounts. With American currency, we have quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. With bitcoin, you can divide down to 8 decimal places. So while a penny is 0.01 of a dollar, the smallest increment of a bitcoin is 0.00000001 bitcoins. Why are bitcoins worth so much? That's because people put that much value in them. When you get down to it, a currency's value depends upon the faith placed in it by a population. If the confidence drops away, no one will accept the currency as payment. There's nothing intrinsically valuable about it. To learn more about bitcoins, be sure to subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast, where we explore topics like this in detail. If you've ever wondered how the Large Hadron Collider works, or you want to know the story behind the 1983 video game crash, you should check out Tech Stuff. Episodes publish every Wednesday and Friday. That's all from me for now. See you next time.